Welcome to Bottle Insights with Wayne Conrad. Today's topic, Left on Purpose. You could call this my Left Behind series. Have you ever wondered why God leaves Christians in this world? Surely the thought has crossed your mind that it would have been far better, well, easier anyway, if the moment a person became a Christian, God would just take him to heaven. Think of all the pain and suffering you would not have to go through. You would not be tempted, and so you wouldn't sin and dishonor God. Usually, when we are thinking like this, we've been in a period of discouragement and self-pity. In the history of the church, there have always been groups who felt that the answer to sin is no temptation, that the only way to escape the corruptions of the world was to withdraw from the ordinary affairs of life and to live apart. But this line of reasoning is contrary to God's revealed purpose for his people. In Christ's high priestly prayer for his people, he states that they were to be in the world, but not of the world. We are to continue to inhabit this world as a people on a mission, while no longer partaking of this world's character. God's will is not that we be removed from the world, but that we bear witness to him in the world. If God were to immediately remove believers, their faith would have stopped with the first generation, as Paul wrote in Romans 10, verse 14. How again can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? Why does God leave his children in this sinful society? One all-embracing reason is that he receives more glory by leaving us here for a while. In our weakness, God's strength is made perfect and is manifested through us. Another reason, as noted before, is that we are left to fulfill the mission of being his witnesses in our place in the world. God has given the bread of heaven to us hungry beggars, and now he sends us out to tell the news of his provision to other hungry beggars. The most effective witnesses to God's saving power are sinners who've been saved by his grace. Jesus told his disciples after his resurrection, "As the Father sent me into the world, I also send you," John 20:21. We are sharers of his mission in this world. E.T. Castle, in the hymn "The King's Business," expresses this idea. The hymn begins with this statement that I'm a stranger here within a foreign land, and I'm here on business for my king. But the second stanza reads, "This is the king's command, that all men everywhere repent and turn away from sin's seductive snare, that all who will obey with him shall reign for aye, and that's my business for my king. This is the message that I bring, a message angels fain would sing, oh, be ye reconciled, thus saith my Lord and King, oh, be ye reconciled to God." God has also left us in this world with the remnants of our corrupt nature so that we can come to know our weaknesses. He leads us through this knowledge to place our trust in his grace and his power. We learn that he alone can meet the deepest spiritual needs of our lives. One of the descriptions that the Bible uses of God's people in the world is that of a pilgrim. A pilgrim is a person who is going from one place to another. In other words, a sojourner. After conversion to Christ, the world, that is the fallen society of which we were a part, becomes an alien environment to us. By the things we suffer for his name in this alien environment, we are made partakers of his sufferings. In many ways, the Christian life can be likened to the journey of Israel from Egypt to Canaan land through the wilderness journey. This is an approach that's used in the book of Hebrews, chapters 3 and 4. Also, it is used to describe Abraham in chapter 11, verses 8 through 10, which reads, "By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he went to live in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God." And Peter, in his first letter, also uses this word picture. He writes in 1 Peter 2:11, Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. God has many lessons to teach us on the pilgrim pathway. The chief lesson is the faithfulness of God to keep His promises, and we learn of the power of God to keep us for His glory. Another reason God leaves us here is to make us appreciate and desire the coming glory of life in the new heaven and the new earth. The roughness of our pathway can make us long for rest. The alien environment of this sinful world makes us long for the eternal home. Through the trials of our faith, God brings us to a greater degree of maturity. This knocks off some of our rough edges as God fashions us as His jewels. Henry Lampkin expresses our mission in his hymn, "To worship, work, and witness, the good news spread abroad. We magnify your mission, Church of the Living God, the Father's new creation through Jesus Christ, His Son, the Spirit has empowered to do as Christ has done. Be yours the Master's purpose to seek and save the lost, to ransom those in bondage, to dare not count the cost, to love and lift the lowly, to heed the prisoner's groan, to take up others' burdens and bear them as your own. As members of Christ's body, hold fast to Christ your head. Become Christ's open letter by others to be read. Bear witness as Christ's temple, Himself the cornerstone. And be Christ's living altar, whereon His love is shown." Why does God leave us behind? Well, He leaves us behind for His glory. And He leaves us behind because by leaving us behind and working in us as His children in this world and His witnesses, He matures us more into the likeness of Christ and makes us long to be with Him and all those who've gone before. Pray with me. Father, we thank You that in Your wisdom, You leave us as Your redeemed children on this earth for a season. Work within us Your eternal purpose so that our lives reflect the glory of Jesus. And also that through us as Your ambassadors, You may draw all of Your chosen ones to Yourself, to the glory of Your grace, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. This has been Wayne Conrad with Bible Insights. The next time, read God's Word and praise His holy Son, Jesus Christ.